Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning we tell you about the Hackathon for Social Good. It is a wonderful event taking place at the Tech Valley Center of Gravity in Troy. Our guest this morning is our dear friend, Holly Cargill Kramer, Executive Director of the Tech Valley Center of Gravity, and we welcome her to the roundtable this morning. How are you, dear friend?
I am very well, Joe. It's always a pleasure to see you and to be here.
I love seeing you. Thank you very much for being with us. So tell us about this. Let's talk about the center, and then we'll talk about the event. But first, let's talk about the center and what they do and the great work that is happening there.
I'm happy to talk about that. The Tech Valley Center of Gravity is a makerspace, which is a technology playground and innovative hothouse. It occupies about 15,000 square feet of absolutely beautifully, historically renovated building in downtown Troy on the corner of 3rd and Broadway that used to actually be the Quackenbush department store. It was sort of the Target of its time.
Yes.
And was beautifully renovated by David Bryce from Bryce Properties and with assistance from the state of New York, funding from New York State Parks and Historic Preservation, CEFQ, among others that helped us renovate and outfit the space to house technology that people don't often have the opportunity to lay their hands on. And that is really the root of what we do, is provide that technology to a community of makers and innovators that hopefully will use it to advance themselves and the economy.
So two quick questions. Where do you get your money? Where do you get your people?
It's a combination of things. Most of our money actually comes from membership dues. We do also seek direct donations from the public to support the work that we do. We also house the Thinkubator, which is one of the world's only designated children's maker spaces, which is a space that we use to really
the Thinkubator. I like that.
That space is used by children in the families in our member families, and also by organizations and schools that bring their students into it to expose them to the technology that's available there. They have their mini 3D printers and mini hand tools and other things like that available to them. So the Thinkubator and a lot of is supported with member donations and with public donations, and also we use public donations to help us provide memberships to individuals in the urban area around us who wouldn't normally be able to afford the memberships.
When it comes to the work that you've done, and because I want to get to the actual event here on April 1st, but when it comes to the work that you've done, I mean, how have you seen this? Have you seen anything sort of concrete now come out and say, oh, well, we did this?
There's actually quite a bit of over the course of the 3 years that the center has existed, there's a phenomenal amount of economic development that's risen out of it. Viral VO, which is a company that created light that actually disinfects the surfaces that it touches, has been is one of the companies that arose out of our space in our area. And there's a lot of small scale invention and entrepreneurship that goes on as well. We actually partner with high schools in the area and universities in the area and help advance a lot of ideas towards market. And recently received a $75,000 grant from Fuse Hub to create a rapid prototyping center in the facility, which will allow inventors and entrepreneurs to quickly create prototypes of hardware and products that they want to take to market.
Okay, so let us talk about what is going on. What is a hackathon?
Okay, well, a hackathon, it sounds sort of negative, the word hacker.
Negative or illegal?
It tends to be perceived that way, and I think that that's a misnomer.
Okay, this is fun hacking.
Right, this is fun hacking, okay. And really in the technology community, the word hacking is finding a solution using technology to solve a problem in a new way. That's what a hack is. And a hackathon is a 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes, you know, in some places they could last up to 2 weeks. But in our case, it's a 36-hour gathering of people from all kinds of backgrounds that come together to form teams and solve a problem and collaboratively create to find solutions from scratch. They don't necessarily know what the challenges will be up front. They know that they will be something, in this case, something that solves a social need or problem. And then they come together either as teams, they arrive as teams, or they come as individuals and form teams. The sponsors of the challenges present basically the challenge statements and what it is that we're going to try to solve. Then they break up. They decide which challenges they're going to work on. They go at it for 36 hours and then present the potential solutions at the end of it. And there's a prize for the best ones.
So when you look at what's actually going over the 36 hours, so mm-hmm. this is very intensive. So the work sort of begins and ends in that time period?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there may be, it may be that knowing that there's something coming up that's a hackathon for social good, we may release a little bit of information up front to get people sort of thinking about sort of grinding the brain on the kinds of solutions that we might be asking for and give them a little bit of time to think about it ahead of time.
So when it comes to the good part, for the mm-hmm. social good, mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that and how this indeed works. Give us some examples of how that works out.
In this is going to be our first hackathon for social good. And it's actually, we had originally thought about having it on April 1st and rescheduled it to the early June. So we're just actually getting going on this. We're starting our planning this week, and we'll be holding the event the first weekend in June.
Okay.
So the problem statements will come from organizations. I'm just going to give a imaginary example. A organization that works for on hunger issues and feeding people, for instance, like a food pantry,
yes,
might have a need for some type of technology that would allow people to identify sources, people who use their services to be able to identify sources of a particular kind of food. Say they have a dietary restriction or mm-hmm. something like that. Where might they be able to find the types of food donations that they need for to serve them, or the organization is seeking that kind of service? Rather than having to call around, perhaps we create some kind of an app or a system, a computer system that allows them to easily and quickly search locally for the type of food stuff that is needed for a particular individual. So that's just one kind of example of a kind of problem that might be solved in a hackathon for social good.
And the people who typically come forward to want to do this, to hack for good, mm-hmm. I know it's your first time, but what do you know about those people who are going to be coming forward?
They're just people that want to come together, create this social environment. It's really,
it's
kind of like a party too, Joe. It's like it's sort of like the music festival for technology people. You know, you come together, you're meeting other people, you're working on this cool stuff, you're creating things. But they aren't necessarily coders. In our case, because we're a maker space, they tend to be people that are really doing things with their hands and incorporating that with computer technology.
Okay, so what kind of experience do they have going in? And that can be anything.
It can be virtually anything. You can be a neophyte as far as technology is concerned and walk in and participate on a team and learn something while you're there.
So for people who are listening, they can take part in this, I assume, in a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go over those ways. One is they can actually participate and be a maker.
Yes.
Right?
A maker and a hacker in the hackathon.
Okay, and how do they do that?
They'll be able to sign up. We'll be launching registration later this month. They'll be able to sign up to participate online at tvcog.net, TechValleyCenterofGravity.net, or tvcog.net. And they'll be able to find a link there to register for the event if they want to participate. Another way that they can participate is to be part of the planning committee or to be a volunteer. If they just want to experience it and don't want to actually participate in the hack, they can come and volunteer that weekend. Or what we're hoping to find right now and looking to find right now are organizations that want to sponsor and present a challenge. Each of the prizes is sponsored by a company or organization that's seeking to assist in finding a solution to whatever problem it is that we lay out. So there's sponsorship opportunities as well.
And the challenge, what makes a good challenge in your opinion?
I think that a really good challenge would be one that allows people to use different kinds of technology and different kinds of thinking to come up with the solutions instead of requiring just one type of solution or one type of code. It's not necessarily going to be software or an app
right.
That's the solution to a problem. So something that incorporates all of those things really will allow the most people to participate in what's going on.
All right. So for people, and we're going to have this link on our website. If you go look at the segment on our website, the link will be there. But it's tvcog.net.
Correct.
tvcog.net. And you can find out more information about the Hackathon for Social Good. And this is all getting away and will take place underway in the next couple of days. And then it'll actually be happening in the month of June.
It will.
Excellent. So you can find out more information by going to tvcog.net. You can also go to our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and go to the Falling Into Place segment, and you can find out and see the link there and find out more about all of the cool things going on. Holly Cargo Kramer is the executive director at Tech Valley Center of Gravity. Holly, thank you very much. Best of luck in your great work, and I thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. It's been my great pleasure.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.